Back now with Day to Day. We've got the tickets. And, Madeline, I just got an email. My tux is ready. We are going to the Oscars on Sunday.
Congratulations. Actually going there inside the Kodak Theater, the red carpet, the stars, the yummy hors d'oeuvres.
So in a moment, we're going to talk with Oscar's biggest loser, who turns out to be a very happy man anyway. First, though, Mark Jordan Ligon is here with a Academy Awards edition of Slate's Summary Judgment.
This time of year, the TV, the magazines, this passing fad called the internet, well, they're full of so-called experts predicting who they think is going to win. Well, here at Day to Day, we wanted to know what the average moviegoer, someone who shells out their hard-earned money, we wanted to know who they thought would be taking home the big prizes Sunday night. So I went down to a few multiplexes to find out.
I would like Michael Clayton to win.
I'd love to see Juno win. There Will Be Blood.
I'll tell you, Juno, they're probably two different movies, but Juno was pretty powerful.
Yeah. Combine them, and yeah. There Will Be Juno.
Could be that, too.
Daniel Day-Lewis discovering.
Thinking a little bit of both.
Pregnant teenagers in Oklahoma, the
exactly.
Turn of the century. You got
exactly.
Something.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I say I'm an oil man, you will agree. I'm a family man. I run a family business.
I mean, I'm already pregnant, so what other kind of shenanigans can I get into?
I think perhaps Atonement will win.
We just saw No Country, right? No Country for Old Men will probably win.
No Country for
I
All
think
Men.
No Country for Old Men.
I'm going to say No Country.
What's the most you ever lost on a coin toss? Call it.
Could I ask you your opinion about what you think is going to win for Best Picture?
I'm really bad. I'm really, really very bad. I'm not much of a cinephile.
Yes, and as you can tell from the sound of his voice, that's astronaut film critic. Yes, NASA sent a film critic up to space to discuss movies, and no, actually, this is the guy selling tickets in the booth.
It seems pretty intensely focused, and there's a lot of buzz. I mean, real, genuine buzz.
So you actually think No Country will win?
I think No Country is. Yeah, it's very, very bleak, but it's not bad. I mean, it's just it's really good at representing this kind of bleakness. I call it the Terminator film by Antonioni.
And now for Best Actor.
It's Daniel Day-Lewis, George Clooney for Michael Clayton, Johnny Depp for Sweeney Todd, Tommy Lee Jones in The Valley of Ella, and Viggo Mortensen for Eastern Promises. Who do you think is going to get the Oscar for Best Actor?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Probably Daniel Day-Lewis.
Probably Daniel Day-Lewis.
I think Johnny Depp.
I like Johnny Depp.
I think Daniel Day-Lewis has
he
it
seems
locked
to be the
up.
Front runner,
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he really does.
And for Best Actress, who do you think they're going to give it to?
Julie Christie.
I would want Laura Linney to win.
Love Ellen Page.
But we liked her better in Hard Candy. And then in Juno, it's just kind of, eh.
And then Cate Blanchett for the sequel to Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That French actress, Marie Cotillard, for the Edith Piaf movie.
That was a great, great performance.
I think the woman who played Piaf will win. Yeah.
Julie Christie is up for Away From
that
Her.
That French woman will win.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows who she is.
I'm going to pick the French one.
And back to our friend in the ticket booth.
I think Paige is looking, I don't know, she's another one who's drawing a lot of attention. So, but I'm so difficult artistically. I love Laura Linney personally. She drives me mad.
This proves if you keep someone in a small enclosed space for hours on end and then ask them a question, well, let's just say he had a lot to share. Actually, he was great, and we enjoyed talking to everyone. So it seems from our very informal poll, the moviegoers think No Country for Old Men will win Best Picture, Daniel Day-Lewis, Best Actor, and in a surprise turn, Marion Cotillard as Best Actress, or as they like to call her, the French one. So good luck to all the nominees. We'll see who wins on Sunday night. And, oh, a quick side note. The longest Oscar telecast ever was 4 hours and 23 minutes. Fingers crossed. Here's hoping we don't even get close to that.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer who'll spend his 4 hours Sunday night on his couch in Los Angeles. Not that I'm gloating or anything.